Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is made possible by our supporters over on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show and get your own RSS feed with ad-free shows and extra episodes every month, then head over to patreon.com/nerdcaveretro. Programs, and we're back for another episode of the Nerd Cave Retro Show. My name is Jason Robbins, and joining me tonight, you know him, you love him, he's filling in for Mr. Derek Diamond tonight. He is the undisputed heavyweight world champion of the Nerd Cave Retro Universe, Mr. Joey Image.
Good evening, folks, and I will try to fill Derek's shoes as good as I could. Good as I, you know what I'm saying, as best I can, although... Yeah. Those are large shoes to fill because he is a great man.
And speaking of Derek, he should be back next week. Hopefully, he'll have some stuff knocked off of his checklist of things that he needed to get done over the past couple of weeks. But he did want me to let everybody know, and this is so awesome, that it's the 10-year anniversary of the Derek Diamond Experience is going to be next week. And he needs your list of top 10 cartoon theme songs. I already gave him my list the other day. So email them to ddiamondpodcast@gmail.com by Saturday at 8 p.m. Central Time, and he will be back on Nerd Cave Retro next week. So get him your top 10 cartoon theme songs. That was a fun list to write.
He-Man and G.I. Joe. It's the only two that matter.
Oh, no DuckTales in there, man? Come on.
Now. Oh, man, you know what? That one's been in my head for years. Absolutely.
Got DuckTales. Let's see, what else did I put on my list? I put
well, you can't reveal it now.
Well, I did put Tailspin on there too. That's a great cartoon theme song.
So oh, all right, never mind. Cartoon. Okay, I was thinking game. I was thinking like game theme song. I was gonna say, how do you do like something like Contra, for example? It's got a different theme song for each stage, but we don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, it's just regular cartoon. Whatever cartoon theme songs you like, send them over to ddiamondpodcast@gmail.com. So, Joey, what's been going on, man?
I don't know. I'm just been home relaxing, playing some arcade. In fact, the game I'm going to review later, I played on my home arcade cabinet today, which you can no longer see because it used to be back there. Now it's right next to me, and the camera can't see it.
So as far as the game we're talking about tonight, you posted a picture and you sent it to us. Sent it to me a little while ago on your
I don't know what machine. That is.
What game is that? It said Commando, but that was not,
I don't know,
Commando.
Where, I didn't actually have time to like look it up. So when I put this arcade together, I just downloaded an image file that had 2,424 games on it. And I never actually went through. I never took time to go through every single one to see what they all were. So I was going on there today to play piano. I don't know why I said that. To play Commando. I almost said piano. Yeah, to play Commando. And my wife Angela was her PC is on the other side of the arcade. She was doing work, and I'm going through and I'm flipping through everything, and I hit Commando. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm gonna play this arcade version a little bit, even though I'm talking about the NES one. And I hit it, and that blue screen came up with the red letter. I go, what the hell game is this? And I hit it, and I don't understand it. There's like, I know there's a target at the top of the screen, and you're a tank, and you're supposed to shoot the planes. But at the bottom, there's bonus boxes, and there's army guys coming and trying to kill your bonuses. So you don't get the bonus, I guess. But I don't know how to figure that part out and shoot the thing at the top at the same time. It's so confusing. I didn't have time to look it up, but I want to see. It's made by Sega, which blew my mind.
Weird.
And that's what I said. It was like, I think the copyright said like Sega 82 or something. So I want to look it up and find out what it is, like the history of it, because I've never heard of this game. This is just one of those games that's in the 2000, you know, in the 2400 games I have that I've never seen before. Luckily, I have the real Commando on there, but I'm like, what is this weird game? So my wife's looking over. She goes, what are you playing? I'm like, Commando. She's like, no, you're not. I go, no, look. And I went back to the title screen. I'm like, this is some weird version of somebody's Commando.
Yeah, because I was looking at it, and I was like, I hope that's not the game you played to review for this week. That is not the right game.
I should have.
Whatever that is.
But yeah, I have to look it up and find out what it is. It's so wacky. And I don't understand how to do any of it. I don't know. It's weird.
I actually finished up the Mass Effect trilogy this week.
Oh, finally, and, yeah. Man, I have to.
I'm so sad now. I'm sad that it's over with, because I've been playing those games for like 2 months now.
And yeah, now they're I have over. To start that. And Mass Effect is one of those series where I have every game. I don't even remember. I have it. Like, there's so many games I just haven't played or started yet. Like BioShock, the series, I have on PlayStation, but Mass Effect is one of those where I know I have all of them. I don't know if they're on Steam, if I have them on PlayStation, if they're on like PC somewhere. I have no idea where I have them, but I have them. So I have to go back through my emails and see, because I'm sure I have it. I don't think I have the physical. Like BioShock, I have the physical discs, but Mass Effect, I think I bought digitally. I think it was a deal on Steam where there was like the first two maybe in a bundle. So I have to go through my emails and search for Mass Effect and then see where, like, hey, thanks for downloading this on Steam. And I know there it is.
Yeah.
But
well if you got Game Pass, it's on Game Pass now, too.
I do, actually. Yeah, I have, I got 6 free months of Game Pass with the ROG Ally purchase.
Nice.
But other than, like, World of Warcraft, I'm like, not playing anything else right now. Once in a while, I'll throw Days Gone on for a couple hours, but I'm so back like heavily into WoW again. Like I didn't play for like 3-4 months, and then like now I'm like, oh man, like I wonder what's going on with this like new patch. And now I'm like, all right, I'm in. That's it. And it's like, I mean, we bought Angela and I bought a gaming laptop, so when either of us travel, we can still play WoW on the road. That's ridiculous.
That's dedication, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because she has her work laptop, which you know I couldn't run Minesweeper on. But but this thing, we spent $1,400 on a brand new Asus gaming laptop, and it's great.
Yeah, Diablo
travels
4,
a lot, and I'm traveling once or twice a month for wrestling shows.
Diablo so I'm 4 like, you know what? Is about to drop on Game Pass as well, so I'm pretty excited.
Oh, good.
About that.
I haven't paid for it yet, so maybe I'll play it there.
Yeah,
I already have Game Pass. I haven't paid for it on PC because I don't want to. Did you play Diablo 3?
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah, Diablo 3 is fantastic. So,
the disappointing thing about Diablo 3 was like I didn't even have to be max level to finish the game. And I'm like, that's kind of I compare it to Warcraft a lot because it's Blizzard. It's like, you know, they're one of their best known titles. And I'm like, man, like in WoW, like I have to beat max level to even play end game stuff. And like in D3, like I finished the game without being max level. Like that's kind of like weak. So I just never went back to it. I only got it in the first place because there was some kind of Warcraft like bonus. If you buy buy this version of Diablo 3, you'll get this thing in Warcraft. I'm like, what about people that don't play Warcraft? Like not everyone play. It's weird. But anyway, I never went back to it. But if D4 is going to pop out on Game Pass, I'm going to give it a shot there.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to play it because I like 3, and I
liked it. It was just
I mean, I loved it. I played through it twice I got it about a year after it first came out and played it for, you know, a good solid year of just playing through it a few times. Did a couple of seasons. Yeah. While I was on there, played a couple of different characters, but I really haven't been in the Diablo-verse in quite a few years now, so I'm kind of interested to jump into 4.
And I've heard really good things about 4.
I've heard good and bad things about 4.
And plus, since I have Game Pass PC, it's not even like, you know, like I don't need to play it. I don't have an Xbox, so I can play it on PC.
Yeah, Rampage in the chat room says he didn't like 4 as much as 3, and that's what I've been hearing from a lot of people that like Diablo is they didn't like 4 as much as 3, but I guess I'll find out when it drops on Game Pass.
Yeah, I'm definitely, I didn't know that was coming, actually. I'm super interested.
But we got a few news stories to get to tonight. You ready to jump into it?
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
Do it. And if you have a story you'd like us to cover, send them to nerdcaveretro@gmail.com. And the first story is from, this was all over the internet yesterday, but this
is from the internet.
From crunchyroll.com. The Super Mario Brothers movie sequel leads Nintendo's Mario Day 2024 celebrations. As March 10th is now considered Mario Day, Nintendo has decided to continue celebrating the day by making major announcements for the franchise. The biggest and most anticipated of this year's announcements was confirmed that the news that the sequel to the Super Mario Brothers movie is currently in the initial stages of production with partner Illumination. It will be released, as of now, it's stated to release on April 3rd of 2026. It's a long ways away, but, you know, it is an animated movie, so it's going to take a while, but I'm pretty excited. I love the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Yeah, it's over 2 years away. I'm like, man, thank God I'm just happy they didn't say April 1st.
Yeah.
And then April 1st comes like, oh, never mind.
I just don't know. They didn't get started on a sequel like way before now. I mean, that thing was...
I guess the strikes wouldn't have mattered because it's animated, right? The actor strike wouldn't have. Well, the voice actors and stuff, maybe.
Yeah, but that was before. It came out before the writer strike, didn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, maybe that's why they didn't have time to do, or they couldn't have started a second one yet. I don't know. You're the movie guy. I just watched them.
I don't know. I would think that after that first weekend, and they knew that it was going to hit $1 billion, they should have already greenlit the sequel at that point.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's insane.
But I'm pretty excited for it. I can't wait to see it. I really liked the first movie. I think they did great with it, and they're going with the same company, probably the same voice actors. So we'll just get more of the same, and I'm totally okay with that.
Yeah. I was thinking of selling my Switch until I found out that Luigi's Mansion HD is coming out. Luigi's Mansion 2 HD is coming out. I found it in the same article. Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. I liked the first one a lot. So I have a weird relationship with Luigi's Mansion. I don't own it myself, but my wife and I a few times have been to the Nintendo store in Times Square in New York, and we just play it there. It's weird. But they have a Switch set up. They have a gigantic screen. And we played it there. I'm like, this is cool. So I'll go back there. Like, I'll come back in a month and play more. I could just buy it myself for my own Switch.
Played the actual giant arcade sit down machine for Luigi's Mansion?
No, I don't even think I knew there was. I don't think I knew there was one.
Yeah, we have a giant arcade here in the Margaritaville casino or resort or whatever.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's a big sit down. It seats two people. It's pretty big, and you actually get inside of it, you know, and you close the curtains, and they have the actual the vacuum that he uses, the attachments that you use on the
screen.
That's
awesome.
And it's kind of an on rails like kind of, you know, those type of games like Jurassic Park and stuff.
Yeah,
it's like an on rail kind of thing. And you're just using the sucker to get like all the ghosts and stuff. It's freaking fun, man.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Great.
There's only two arcades that are really like super close to me, and they're both retro, so they won't have it. But that's cool. And now I have to find that and try it.
Do you want to take this second story? You want me to go through these and you do your?
You can go through these. I'll do my. Okay. I have two. All right. Weird.
The second story is, of course, from one of our favorite sites, NintendoLife.com. Nintendo expands Switch Online's Game Boy and Game Boy Color library with these, with three more Mario titles, if I can talk. Nintendo has held a special Mario Day 2024 broadcast containing all sorts of Mario-related announcements. The titles joining the service on the 12th of March include Dr. Mario for Game Boy as well as the Game Boy Color titles Mario Golf and Mario Tennis. You will need to have a Nintendo account to play the online Switch membership. So, you know, I love me some Dr. Mario. I'm not so great.
Yeah.
I don't really like sports titles. I'm not a sports game kind of person.
I was going to say, first of all, that last line is the same as saying, you can't emulate these, or don't emulate these.
Yeah.
You must have a subscription to play them because they're online streaming or whatever. Yeah, other than Dr. Mario, I don't care about the other two. I don't care about tennis. I don't care about golf. I like baseball and wrestling. That's my two sports, and that's it. I don't care about tennis. I don't care about golf.
Yeah, especially when it comes to video games, like video game yeah. sports. Like, I just don't. I mean, I'll play somebody on some Tecmo Bowl. Like, that'll be fun. But yeah. other than that, I don't care.
I remember doing Tecmo Bowl tournaments in high school.
Oh, yeah.
With my buddy's Kevin, my buddy Kevin's house. There was 7 or 8 of us. It was great.
and Bo Jackson was
Bo Jackson baseball.
Yeah, not allowed to use Bo Jackson in Tecmo Bowl. This last story is from GoNintendo.com. Contra Operation Galuga to include alternative soundtrack. Unlocks Galuga. For Konami anniversary save data.
I was thinking it was Operation Galaga. I'm like, what an interesting game that would be.
Contra Operation Galaga, Galuga, is coming to Switch on March 12th, giving fans a fresh take on the Contra franchise. Plenty of old school Konami fans will be diving into the game, and it turns out you have a specific save data on your Switch. You'll be able to unlock some special goodies in Contra Operation Galuga. If you have save data for the Contra Anniversary Collection, Castlevania Anniversary Collection, or Arcade Classics Anniversary Collection, you'll be able to unlock alternative sound bonuses in Contra, and you can see the breakdown for what each file save gets you below.
Contra, you have till tomorrow to do this if you don't already have it.
Yeah. Contra Anniversary Collection nets you a retro mix of Contra and Super Contra. Castlevania Anniversary Collection nets you a Vania mix of Castlevania, Dracula 2, Simon's Quest, and Castlevania 3, Dracula's Curse. An Arcade Classics Anniversary Collection gets you a Konamix of various Konami titles. I like that, Konamix.
Yeah. Dude, this is cool. I have... I don't know if I have anything saved though, but I have the Contra and Castle. I know I have the Castlevania one. I don't know if Contra is on Steam or on my what's it called? On my Switch, but I know I have Castlevania on there.
Yeah, I have the Castlevania Anniversary Collection, and if I pick this up, I'm definitely gonna download my my Vania mix, which sounds
it's a weird
like, word to say, Vania mix.
I like Konamix, though. That's pretty clever.
Yeah, Konamix rocks, but they could have come up with a better title for
something that sounds less veiny.
Yeah, it just sounds kind of gross.
Yeah. I have a veiny mix for you.
Ew.
Oh, yeah, great.
And now we have our supposed to be monthly segment when Joey wants to do it.
Yeah, when I remember.
It's Wacky Stories with Mr. Joey Image.
Yeah. Wacky gaming stories. This, by the way, this Contra thing, this article just came out last week. So if you didn't already know about this, you don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I don't know how you would have already known unless this was released earlier or something, but I do think this is really cool.
Yeah.
Where am I going here? All right, so let me get my... all right, so my first wacky news story. Where the heck is my notes?
Oh, my God, I'm just now looking at this, and why? Why do we need this? Why is this a thing?
Okay, so so I heard about this thing a couple weeks ago called Game Scent. Mm-hmm. Scent as in S-C-E-N-T, like smell. So I'm going to read you their description. Dive into a world where your senses are fully immersed. Game Scent isn't just an accessory. It's a transformative addition to your gaming universe. Compatible across all your devices. So consoles, PCs, television and VR, which is not what I was expecting. Experience gaming like never before. Real-time audio cues are processed by GameSense groundbreaking AI to release scents that correspond with the on-screen action. Inhale the smoky aroma of battle, the exhilarating scent of speed, or the calming fragrance of a forest, all from the comfort of your gaming chair. No, who asked for this? Nobody. I like, okay. I'll give you three examples. Red Dead Redemption has horse crap on the floor, on the ground. World of Warcraft has ogre crap on the ground. I don't want to, you know, it works with TVs. I don't want to smell Planet of the Apes or porn.
Oh, and
I mean,
what if, the first thing that came to my mind is, what if you're playing Resident Evil 2 and you're in the sewers?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to smell that. I don't want
or,
to smell
yeah,
that.
Like dead bodies in like Days Gone, for example, like the Freaker Nests, where the caves are literally just full of poop.
Yeah, and they talk like, about in the game about how bad it smells. Like, I don't need to experience that. All you
right.
just tell me.
Who
tell me.
Who thought this was a good idea, and who asked for it? I mean, it's $150 on Amazon. It's already been released. It was released very recently, within the last month or so. I'm almost tempted to buy this just so people in the world won't have to, and then I could do it for like a YouTube video. But this sounds like a horrible idea, and I'm assuming it is.
What do you think would be the worst game to use with this?
Anything with poop. I mean, Days Gone, like I said, Days Gone, Red Dead 2 has got horse, even WoW has got, or again, it works on TVs. So like, if I'm watching Hell's Kitchen, I'm okay with that, because let me smell the filet mignon with potatoes and carrots or whatever.
That would be great. Naked and Afraid, not so good.
No, thanks. Yeah, not after the third week. Yeah, we're in the third week of non-showered.
You know,
naked Bart from Louisiana or whatever. Like, I don't care about all that.
What are
it
we
just
doing?
Sounds like a horrible idea. I don't know. I don't know whose terrible idea this was. I thought this was going to sell.
What do you think's worse, that this game scent or the thing they were working at in Japan where it was Taste Division or whatever it was called?
Oh, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, there was like this thing that would be in the front of your TV set, and it was like a sheet of like thin, I guess like saran wrap type material, and it would come down in front of the TV, and whatever is on the TV, you could lick the screen.
What?
And you could taste what was on the screen. I've
never heard of this.
I am 100% telling the truth. This was a thing about 2 years ago.
Oh my God. Play Days Gone with that.
Ew.
Or Red Dead, yeah. Or, well, porn, I mean, it depends on if you're a single guy or not. But, I mean, I just can't. I had never heard of that. So if I have a VR headset and the taste thing and the game scent all together, why do I ever have to leave my house? I could just eat and smell and play, watch movies and stuff from my chair with, you know, I mean, if I'm single, I don't even need to rent a room or a bed. I just rent a chair.
I mean,
I'm good to go. It's all I need.
We're slowly heading towards WALL-E world, aren't we? Just slowly getting there.
Oh, I thought you meant WALL-E world, like WALL-E.
No,
oh,
not
WALL-E.
Like WALL-E, the movie WALL-E.
Yeah. Welcome to Phelps Vision.
And this next story, just like what
all right,
it's Florida. We got a Florida story coming up.
Yeah, there, anything that I'm sure the game scent guy that thought it was a great idea is probably from Florida. But any article that begins with Florida man or headline starts with Florida man, you know, is good. This one is not necessarily good. It's just, it's crazy. So February 13th, 2024. So a few weeks ago, Walter Grimes, a homeless guy in Florida, was at a friend's house, which is like, if you're this guy's friend and he's homeless, just let him stay with you, man. You know,
yeah.
Let him get back on his feet or whatever. So when the police showed up, I'll get to what happened in a second. When the police showed up, they asked the friend why did this happen? And the guy said that Walter was complaining because he was annoyed because since he's homeless, he has to carry around his belongings. Like, all this stuff is too much for him to carry around all the time, all day long or whatever, until he gets to his buddy's house to play Xbox. So the guy said, this friend said, since he knew that Walter was annoyed with having to carry all the stuff around, he thought, well, I'll take some of that weight off your hands. Why don't you just give me your Xbox? And it escalated from there. And so I took the version of I wrote this out in my own words, as notes, but I took this from I think it was four or five different websites, because I wanted to see if any other ones had any more details than the previous one did. So this is like a combination of four or five reports altogether. So he said, listen, if you're tired of carrying all this stuff around, I'll take some weight off your back for you. Why don't you just give me your Xbox? Or from what was told to police is that he said, are you going to give it to me? And I would have said, like, why don't you just leave it here while you're homeless? You come here and hang out anyway.
Yeah.
I think it might have avoided the situation. But Walter said, quote, I am not going to do that. And he leapt up from the couch and grabbed a samurai sword that his buddy had, and he stabbed him with a samurai sword twice in the face, once in the shoulder, and once in his hand before he fled on foot. And again, this is February 13th. They still haven't found him. In fact, the first article I found, it might have been the first or second article I found said, like, updated today, like, whatever, 5:25 p.m. or whatever, and they still hadn't found him.
This guy.
No, yeah. So it's some maniac running around with an Xbox and a sword. How do you miss that?
For real.
So this guy that got stabbed, like, called police while he was laying bleeding on his front steps. The police showed up, found him there, rushed him to a hospital. He was okay, taken care of. He's good now. But the police still haven't found Walter Grimes, who also has a previous arrest in 2020. For I forget what the charge was. I didn't write that down, but dude, insane. I mean, who has a samurai sword? I know people have like my buddy Mike used to have like the wooden like rack or whatever on his wall with like a couple of ones displayed, but they weren't like sharp enough to stab anyone.
That's
through
the thing. Like most of those swords are just for decoration. Like they're not sharp at all. So I don't know.
Yeah, like, this guy stabbed his buddy four times, twice in the face. My God. Relax. It's an Xbox. Okay, relax. That's why I think, like, hey, why don't you just leave that here? Might have went over better instead of, why don't you just give me your Xbox? I am not going to do that. And then, bam, like, whoa, dude. Like, Ninja Gaiden, relax, buddy.
Would you ever stab somebody over an Xbox?
It's an Xbox. They could have it. No offense, Wally, or yourself.
Yeah.
Now you come in my house and take my copy of Days Gone.
Then we got
problems. We're going to have some words. Yeah, we're going to have some words. I might grab the first thing I can and throw it at your head.
Well, it concludes the news segment.
That's insane. That's
with
crazy.
A stabbing over at Xbox. Before we go into...
Are you gonna? Why don't you just give me your game sent? Okay. Yeah.
No kidding.
That's not a, I'm not going to do that. I'll stab you instead. That's like, yeah, take it. Just don't play Red Dead 2.
I just want to tell everybody before we move into the next part of the show, Nerd Cave Retro is proudly sponsored by our mobile game partner, Globe Glider. And if you like action adventure platformers, and we know you do, Globe Glider is for you. Make a donation to the game using our partnership is quick and easy. Just simply hit the donate button and select Nerd Cave Retro as your referral partner to unlock sweet in-game prizes like an exclusive Nerd Cave Retro cape. So download Globe Glider now on the App Store or Google Play. So I think we're going to skip this month of video game history. We'll bring that back next week when Derek is here.
There's some good ones on there, too.
And we're going to go ahead and I'm going to do a little few Patreon shout-outs here before we go into the review for tonight, and I want to shout out our newest patrons, Nick W. and L. the Zombie, Yup Fed, a.k.a. Knife, James...
How do zombies know how to use Patreon?
I don't know. I don't know.
Are they hanging out with Michael Myers in the sewer pipe? The sewer?
Yeah, they got that Wi-Fi. They got that good Wi-Fi down there.
Yeah.
James, a.k.a. at Jimbo Jr. on Discord, Travis Martin, Raven, Danny House, Justin Nispel, John West, Daniel Salmon, Mike Evelyn, Mr. B-Rez Coffee himself, Tyler Watson, Axeblade07, Armez Jackson, Carlos Longoria, a.k.a. I Am the Rampage, Staff Sergeant Sketch, Gus and Penny, Matthew Salmon, Mr. Joey Image himself, and, of course, Mom and Diamond herself, Donna Diamond. So thank you all for being patrons of the show. Last month, we did some commentary tracks. We did a last one we did was He-Man. He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. We did the very first episode, and man, I don't know if that show is brilliant or doesn't hold up at all, but it's one of those two. Because, man, we
yeah, there's no in the middle.
Yeah, that.
By the way, I hope I did. I hope I did Derek's Rampage justice.
Yeah, he did. but go check out those commentary tracks over there. Just for as little as $1 a month, get you access, early access to all the extra commentary tracks and stuff we do every month. Also, if you're a patron, all the patrons, whatever tier you're at, you get the RSS feed. You take that RSS feed, you put it into whatever podcatcher of your choice, and you get an ad-free version of the show. So that's worth $1 a month right there. You'll save yourself like 10 minutes worth of ads if you get the free thing. And it costs $1. Little as $1, you get that RSS feed. And also, you new patrons, if you're a new patron, send us your social media info either on Twitter, Facebook, email, or on Patreon so we can give you a proper social media shout out.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And tonight, we're going to be talking about... of those like old-timey pianos, you know,
it doesn't
like
the actual game doesn't sound. I was gonna ask you, what version is this?
That's the I picked the arcade version of the soundtrack.
Oh, okay,
just
okay.
Because it's a little more lively than the NES version. I'm like, yeah, it sounds like those old like Wild West pianos, like that those jangly pianos that run by it's themselves. This, like that's yeah, what it yeah. sounds like to me.
It's the same thing when you're playing the game. It's the music is definitely more lively. I assume it's because of the sound chip on a 64. I mean, on a NES cartridge or something, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know, but it's definitely like that when you're actually playing the game too.
But to tell everybody what we're talking about tonight, we're going to be talking about Commando. You want to tell us about the game there, Joey?
Yeah.
You cut out for some reason. Is that me or you that cut out? Oh, it's you. A little technical.
1 second.
There we go. Now you're back.
Are we good? Yeah, oh, I don't know what just happened. Something froze.
I don't know.
All right. But we're good now, right?
Welcome to live podcasting, everybody.
You know what's funny, and I giggle at this every week, but tonight it actually fits. There's a patron called John West. So, but it's J-O-N. So my buddy John West is J-O-H-N. I just giggle every week because he's a huge NES guy too, my buddy. And it ties into the Commando thing because I'm going to be 47 in a couple months. I met him when I was 5. So I've known him for, at this point, before my birthday, literally 41 years. So we were like, our mothers, you know, our mothers knew each other, our parents knew each other or whatever. So it was always like, if we wanted to hang out with the other one, it didn't matter. So like, I would be like, Mom, I'm going to go, you know, is it okay if I go wherever with John and his mom? Yeah, go ahead. Or he would ask his mother, can I go with Joe and his mom? Yeah, no big deal. There was no questions asked. So Commando, the movie, came out in 85. Mm-hmm. And when it came out, I had already been 8 years old for whatever, 3 or 4 months. I was born in June. So June of 77. So when that movie came out, me and him saw like an ad for it in a magazine or something. I don't remember how we saw it or heard of it. But he asked his mom to bring us to the movies to see Commando. And didn't explain what it was or anything. And again, my mom was like, yeah, go ahead. You're going to the movies with your friend and his mother. As long as his mother be there, it should be fine. Go ahead. So we went to see Commando in 85, and I loved it. I still love it. It's still one of my favorite Schwarzenegger movies.
Me too. I love Commando.
When this game came out, I was like, whoa, they're making a Commando game. And then I played it. Because I played it on NES first before I played it in an arcade. And it has nothing to do with the movie. And I'm like, wait a minute, you don't even play as Arnold. You play as like Super Joe, which is a horrible name. No creativity at all. Like the guy that was you know, created it was like, oh, my name's Joe and I'm great at my job. I'm Super Joe. Like, dude, are you? I was so upset, but I still played it. I played it as recently as today. So I'm just like, that was my first takeaway. Was like, this is nothing to do with Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't understand.
Yeah, because when I was a kid, I thought this game was, I thought this was based off the movie. And I've right. never really played it all that often throughout the years until the other day when I played the NES version of it. And, you know, for being a game that was produced by Capcom, it's not that impressive. Like, as far as, because when you think Capcom always was like a seal of quality. For the yeah. NES, but this game is just very bland looking.
Yeah, it was. So I was thinking that the Japanese title is Senjo no Okami, which translates in English to Wolf of the Battlefield. So I'm assuming because the movie came out was so popular, if they called this game Wolf of the Battlefield, it wouldn't sell as much
yeah.
as if they called it Commando. So people were like, cool, I get to play as Arnold. Oh, no, I don't. Sorry, no refunds. Like,
see,
come
I
on,
thought
man.
This was going to be a little bit closer to Gunsmoke. That
game is awesome.
Because Gunsmoke is made by Capcom as well.
Capcom,
and it's
yeah.
the same kind of overhead, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, shooter. Yeah, that's a good point.
Up and down scrolling shooter. So I thought this was going to be more like that, but this game is like some of my notes here. This game is freaking hard.
I didn't even see that you wrote notes, and I don't see where they are anyway.
I got them right under where it says review Joey Commando, right under the patrons there to read. But
You know what? I didn't even know that there was a second page of notes.
Oh,
I've
yeah.
been on the first page where it ends with 1997. I didn't even see anything beyond that.
Yeah.
Till just now.
But I wrote how freaking hard this game is, man.
Oh, yeah. I'll get to it. Oh, yeah.
This
my God.
Game is probably best played with the NES Advantage with the turbo turned on because
that's in my notes, too.
Dude, I got Nintendo thumb about 5-10 minutes into this game where my thumb was burning from
yep.
trying to do the directional, like trying to shoot diagonally on an NES controller is not as easy as you think it would be.
It's not even that easy on the arcade. I was playing it this afternoon. So let me run through my notes real quick, because I mentioned a lot of what you just said. It's a vertical scrolling run-and-gun released by Capcom for arcades in 85, home consoles in Japan and the U.S. in 86. This is definitely a game that would greatly benefit from a turbo controller like the NES Max or the NES Advantage. Now that you say Advantage, I think that would even be better because especially if you play this in the arcade, then you'd be at least used to that kind of stick and button style.
Yeah.
As opposed to the controller. So the premise is hilarious to me. Right, the U.S. military sends Super Joe into to rescue hostages in this war, and they think it's all right. So that part's not a big deal. Okay, it's a premise for a lot of games, movies, yeah. stuff like that. What is completely absurd to me is that they think the following things are fine. A, the helicopter drop you right in the middle of the action, like. Okay. As soon as you land and the game starts, there's 8,000 bullets that come at you at once and 8,000 enemies at the same
yeah.
time. They send you alone, okay? Alone. Doesn't the U.S. military have more than one soldier?
Yeah.
Can they not send you a squad or a team? Can they not make this co-op with, like, the four-person controller or whatever? What? They give you one basic garbage machine gun that, you know, it
yeah.
shoots, like, one bullet at a time.
And
unless
it only
you have a turbo
shoots about
controller.
10 feet ahead of you.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. Meanwhile, a guy can be from up here and shoot all the way across the screen. I watched it today, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just curious about the distance of the projectiles from these guns. And a dude was at the top of the screen, shot, and went all the way down the screen and killed me. I go, wait a minute. If I shoot this, I can't see past my – it doesn't go past my hand. Like,
and you know what else is frustrating about this game is I kept getting snagged on all of the
– trees?
Yeah, the trees, rocks, things you have
yep.
to go around. Getting stuck in trees was the most aggravating thing that's ever happened to me in a video game. Like, I wanted to throw the controller through the screen. I was so mad. I died just because I got snagged on a tree.
Yeah. Also, they give you a limited number of grenades, which I think you start with six. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't, if they're sending you by yourself,
yeah,
and there's no other soldiers coming with you, take all their gear. Give me 300 grenades and, you know, an actual gun that might pierce a tree.
But not- also, you need a billion grenades because it's you can't judge how far you're going to throw it. So you just kind of lob them everywhere. And hope
right.
That
it's
they
not even
hit.
Like a good throw. It's just like a lob.
Yeah, and you got to literally hit right on whoever you're trying to kill because the blast radius of the grenade is only about 3 square feet.
Right. It doesn't even I mean, you it's insane. I that part I didn't remember until I played it today and I'm like, I don't understand. Do I have to land? Does it have to land directly on the and I'm like, "Wow, it does." So there's no, you know, almost doesn't count with hand grenades in this game.
Yeah, there's like, there's no AOE damage in this game.
Like, no, not at all. There's barely any damage in the game. You can't hit anything.
Yeah, and the only reason you need to use grenades is because there will be enemies like behind like a like either in a trench or behind like a rock formation. And the only way you can get them is to either get lucky with a grenade or try to flank them on the side.
Yeah, it's insane. It's like I wrote, the U.S. military in 1985 couldn't afford better than this. one dude. And there's a two-player version, and it's one at a time. It's not even co-op. Like, give me a two-player co-op. What? That might be fun. Oh,
I
yeah.
I was just sitting here thinking, like, this game is probably so much easier if you're playing a two-player co-op.
No, it's two-player alternating.
But you're telling me it's Super Mario Brothers style where one person dies and then player two gets to go.
Yep.
What kind of happy horse shit is that, man?
It's, I don't know. So there is some good to it, though. Like, they can get special items. You get extra grenades. You get super grenades, which kill every enemy on the screen, regardless of how close to them you throw it. By the way, I'm just a quick side note. I'm terrible at both the NES version and the arcade version of this game. I played both of them today. Dude, the arcade version, I couldn't even get to the middle of the first stage. Yeah. I'm like horrible.
It's a bullet hell. It's literally a bullet hell.
Bullet hell, yeah. And the NES version, if I have a turbo controller, I can get to the end of the first stage. That's it. I've beaten this game many times. I don't know how I ever did it. I like the I think it's the second stage where you're on like the Air Force base. And there's dudes shooting rockets at you. That's easy because the rockets only go in one direction. They go straight and that's it. So you move over, you know, half a centimeter to the right and you're good to go to avoid that stuff. But like, you know, the regular bullets are coming from all over the screen. It's insane.
Yeah, I managed to make it to level 1-4 on the NES.
Yeah, I couldn't get past 1-1.
And I had to stop literally because I couldn't play anymore. My thumb was hurt. My thumb was hamburger. By the time I got to that fourth stage, I was like, I can't play no more. Like, it hurts to use the D-pad.
Yeah. So one thing that I thought was funny, which is not really funny, but so if you throw grenades in certain spots, it blows up the ground, and there's a hidden ladder that goes down to which I don't think that's in the arcade version. I think that's only an NES thing. So there's one that when you go in it, so in those like underground, I don't know. Maybe they're like bomb shelters or something.
Yeah, like bunkers or something like that.
Bunker, that's the word I'm looking for. So when you go in there, you can get stuff like extra grenades. You can find hostages. So when you free those hostages, you get like 1,000 points per one. Some of them just have enemies. But there's one that's nothing. It's just an empty room, and you die. And when you die, it says, you have found the gas chamber. I always thought that was funny because my buddy John West saw me. He used to get so mad. Damn it, I got the wrong one again. And I'm like, but it's the same thing. Don't you remember from last time? You played 5 minutes ago and you blew up the thing and got that ladder and went into the gas chamber and died. Now you come back in your next life and you're doing the same thing.
See, on one of my levels, I ended up getting stuck in a loop because I didn't know that if you throw the grenade, open up that hole in the ground, you go down in the ground, and then there was four enemies down there. And somebody I needed to rescue, and you get like, you know, 1,000 points for rescuing whoever.
Yeah.
And this was right before going across a bridge. So, like a little bridge section.
The guy was on the right-hand side of the screen. You have to go up and down and around. Yeah, I don't know why. Yeah. I remember. It's insane that I picture that in my head when you say, yeah, those
but the thing
four
is,
enemies and a rescue. I'm like, I know exactly what this
when
is.
I came back out of the thing, I didn't know it starts you further back.
Back, yeah. It starts you back from where you were.
So
yep, I had to find that out myself.
Moving forward, thinking I was going forward in the game, and I kept I kept going back down in there, and there was nothing in there. I'm like, what the hell is happening? Until I finally was like, well, I've done this like three or four times now. I'm not going down any more holes. And then I figured out, like, oh, I've been restarting at the same spot
essentially
like three times in a row.
Yeah, they don't tell you that.
Yeah. Like, why would you do that? That is so dumb.
Here's another thing that I find funny. The end of each stage, you get to like the wall, the barricade wall or whatever. And the gates open and all these other soldiers come out.
Yeah.
There's like a general there, like the one that's in like the green military suit, and there's all the soldiers that come out and are shooting and everything. And you just keep shooting those guys until one of them comes out and waves the white flag, and then you can go through.
And you
the
know,
funny thing is, I always thought that the white flag meant I surrender, but apparently in this game it means kill everybody else first, and then you can go through, even though we've already given up.
See, the like, thing is I was first time I was that happened to me, the guy came out, I was shooting everybody on the screen, then the guy came out and was waving his flag, and I thought, you know, I had to go up and, like, touch him or something. But I went up and touched him, and I died.
I died, yeah.
I had to restart the freaking level. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I just love that, like, instead of just surrendering and it's over, the guy comes out, surrenders, everyone stops, and you still have to kill them all before you can get through it. Like, I thought, like I said, I thought the white flag meant I give up, not kill all my guys first and me. And then you can go through.
Yeah, leave me alone. Kill all my guys, and then you can go through the door.
We already gave up. another annoying thing about this game is that the four stages, they repeat.
Yeah.
So after you finish the fourth one, you go back to the beginning of the game. And I don't understand the point of that. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah, I was looking at a speed run.
It's like there's not really like a real ending.
Yeah. Well, I was looking at a speed run of the game, and the world record speed run is like 22 minutes for this game. And it's just, it's basically the same four levels repeated.
Yeah. Like how do you even know it's over? I mean, there's minor changes, but there's nothing that's like, I don't know. I don't even know if I've ever finished it. So maybe there is an actual ending. I just don't know it.
Yeah,
it
does. You get to the very last stage for like the fourth time you go through, and then you blow up the building or whatever. Or, you know, you fire in the windows, basically. And then,
I have finished it then. Okay,
and then it just says, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Your all game is now all complete or something like that.
I do remember that.
Okay.
I do remember that.
And that's it. And that's the end of the game.
Because I remember when the fire's in the windows, there's guys jumping out of the windows and you got to shoot them. Yeah. So there's essentially four stages four times.
Yeah.
So you're repeating the same four things four times. So it's not 16 different stages. It's four different stages. You're just doing it 16 freaking times. It's really annoying.
Yeah. I mean, this is a very early, Capcom game, because I expected more from Capcom, especially after playing a great game like Gunsmoke, which is one of the best.
That's
top
such
down.
A good game.
That game is so good,
especially
even on the
still
NES.
Play that a
it's
lot.
Great.
Yep. I love that game.
And you play this, and it's like, oh, this is where they made all the mistakes so that they could perfect it for.
Gunsmoke's got a great soundtrack too.
Yeah, it does. And it's just, I don't know. I was really let down. This is probably one of the first Capcom games that I ever played that I was just like, holy crap, I am never, ever going to play this again.
It's way too hard, I think. And the arcade version is just as hard, and I don't have turbo there. I'm sure there's a hack I could do, because I'm just running a Raspberry Pi. So I'm sure there's some kind of hack I can throw into Emulation Station to do a, to have a turbo button or whatever, but I just never set that up. But it's so hard. It's even harder there. I can't imagine putting. One more story about John West. When we grew up, or where he still lives around the corner from my parents' house. His parents are both gone, unfortunately, and he now owns the house. So he figured, why am I going to move? The house is paid off. I own it. You know, yeah. Now it's in my name. Now my mother left it to me. Why, you know, why move somewhere else where I got to pay mortgage or whatever? I own it. It's all paid off. So about a mile and a half down the road was a candy store. And they had they always had one or two arcade games in the back. So one day, John finished the arcade version of Commando on one quarter in 4 hours. And I was like, this is so amazing to watch. And I only remember it because he picked up the kid that worked there and threw him in the garbage because he came over and he was like, he was like annoyed that because they bought the machine. It wasn't like a rental where some guy came once a week and emptied out the quarters.
Yeah.
They bought it. So all the quarters went to them. So they were mad that he was still playing it on one quarter. And so like the owner guy sent his son over to like yell at John, and John picked him up and threw him in the garbage. He's like, clean the garbage can, threw him in the garbage. And the kid got all mad and like huffed and puffed and walked away or whatever. But it was one quarter and it was like 4 hours, and that never happened again. And like once in a while he'll text me just out of the blue. And like, we haven't talked about this in years, and he'll just text me and go, Commando, one quarter. I'm like, oh man, what a great memory that was. But yeah, like it's so much harder. Like, but I said, I used a turbo controller on the NES version and I got further. It's just been so long since I finished it.
Well, if this gives you anybody, just to show you who was behind the development of this and why it's so freaking hard, this was designed by Takuro Fujiwara, and he was concurrently leading the development of both Commando and Ghosts and Goblins at the same time.
That's not easy either.
That's one of the hardest. Honestly, I would rather play Ghosts and Goblins than play Commando, honestly.
Yeah, I'm terrible at the NES version without Game Genie codes. You know, like, there's got to be, like, an invincibility code. I could just run through it all.
Well, the one good thing about this game is there it seemed to have unlimited continues, because I was, like you said, the first time I played it, the helicopter came down, set me down. I took about 4 steps and got shot. I'm like,
yep.
I literally just started, and I'm already dead.
Yep, and they only get three. You only start with 3 lives.
Yeah,
you can get extra lives, you know, throughout, but you only start with 3, and it's so hard. Like, it's insane. I can't wait to smell this game with the game scent.
I did write in my notes here before you told me that it was 2-player, not co-op, but 2-player, one person at a time.
Alternating.
I did say this would have been a fun weekend rental and co-op with a friend. Great sleepover game. But now I recant that statement because...
Oh, there it is. I see it. Yeah.
I recant that statement because this, the only way this game would have been fun to me as a kid was to be able to have 2-player play it at the same time.
Yep. I mean, it's been a while since I've played it. I still play it regularly. At least every few months I'll fire up an emulator and I'll pop this on. And I didn't remember until today, like, how difficult this game is. It's bullet hell. Like you said, it's like you land and there's 1,000 bullets already on their way to you. And there's like 6 guys on the screen. And I'm like, come on, I just got here. Like, I barely got a chance to like let the line go back up to the helicopter. And there's 9 bullets in my eyes. Like, relax.
I didn't know that, but there was a sequel titled Mercs in 1989.
Yeah, that's like what I read today was like that was like loosely related, but not a direct sequel.
Yeah.
Almost like a spiritual sequel.
And then they said there was a second sequel. Wolf of the Battlefield Commando 3 was released as a downloadable title for Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Network in 2008.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Oh, yeah, you know what? Mercs is Senjo no Okami 2. So that is, I guess, a direct sequel. I didn't know that.
But if as far as what I think about this game, I say that if you're gonna play this game and you want to try it, play it like an actual NES version of the game and using the NES Advantage, because I think that's the only real way.
Yeah, or the Mac, whichever. Some kind of turbo.
If you want to play an overhead shooter, just get Gunsmoke. Gunsmoke's so good.
Oh, yeah, that's so good. I'm just looking at Wikipedia right now, and it says the only platform that Mercs was released on was arcade.
Yeah.
So I just fired up my arcade to see if I have it.
I mean, this game was released everywhere, though. Arcade, NES, let's see, the Atari 2600, the Intellivision, Atari 7800, the BBC Micro, Acorn Electron, Amiga, Atari ST, ZX Spectrum, MSX, Amstrad CPC, Commodore 64, Virtual Console, PlayStation 3, and the Xbox 360.
I've never played this Commodore 64 version of Commando, but I know it came out.
I can't imagine there being an Atari 2600 version of this game. I mean, really? What is he just remember. Is he just a dot on the screen?
Oh yeah, you know what? I didn't think of it that way.
I'm going to have to look up a video and see what that looks like, because, man, the Atari 2600 could do some cool things, but I don't think this would be one of them.
Yeah, I don't remember this on Commodore either. I'm surprised I didn't have it. Although, well, you know what? Oh, it came out the same year. It came out 85.
I'm surprised this wasn't on the Commodore 64 Mini.
Maybe it wasn't good enough.
Maybe.
I have the 64 Mini. I haven't even taken it out of the box yet. I've had it for like 4 years.
Really?
I couldn't find it. Like, it was sold out at the stores around here that had it for a while. And I finally found it, bought it, brought it home, and never opened it. I think my wife bought it for me.
I think I still have my old Commodore 64.
Yeah, she bought me a new one a couple birthdays ago that everything works. Oh, I'm frozen again.
Yeah,
my camera's frozen.
Yeah,
everything works except for the actual video, which obviously is no good.
Yeah, I'm gonna
try to swap my camera right now.
I'm gonna look at my mom and dad's house and see if I could find the old Commodore 64 and see if I can get it running.
Yeah, I gotta get mine running. I mean, I talked to you about it before. I got a buddy that kind of repairs them as like a hobby. I have to find mine and bring it to him because everything works except for the video. Like, I can get sound and I could type stuff, and like I type something and I have like there's like a thick blue line on the screen, and that's it, going top to bottom. So when I type stuff and I hit enter, I see like the text scrolling, but I can't actually see anything.
Yeah,
so I don't know. Hang on, I'm gonna try this again. This looks better than that stupid GoPro screen though.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, I mean, we're getting close to the end.
Yeah,
but what would you give this as far as a number grade?
I gotta say, like, the highest I can give it is like 6 out of 10. Like, it's not great, but the fact that I still play it means it must have made some kind of impression on me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I'm gonna say 6 out of 10.
I would probably give it a 4 out of 10. I don't know, just because I feel like there's so many other better top-down shooters. I just feel like this is just too hard. You know what would have made this game a little better? If they would have at least made your bullets go a little bit further than like 4 feet in front of you, you know?
Yeah, that would help.
And getting stuck on trees kind of sucks too, but
yeah, you know. Yeah, that's awful. Like, that's like, I remember specifically like one of the first trees that you actually see, and it looks like there's a good enough space from like the left side of the screen to the tree to get through it.
Yeah.
And I go through there to try to like shoot the two guys that are carrying the hostage across the screen.
Uh-huh.
And I get stuck. You know what? One more thing, actually. One more thing that a difference between... I can't get this camera working. Between the arcade version and the NES version is that in the... is it the NES version where they go left to right across the screen, or they just go straight up and down with the hostages?
No, they go straight up and down.
Okay, so the arcade one, they actually start at the right side of the screen and they go across to the left, like diagonally. So it's impossible to shoot those guys. So that's one difference. And the other difference is in the NES version, you have to shoot both guys to get 1,000 points for rescuing the hostage. Mm-hmm. In the arcade version, you get 1,000 points for each guy that you kill, but then you still have to run up and like touch the hostage to free him. So you still don't, you can get the points, but you still don't have the hostage freed. It's like, so it's hard. It's hard too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not great, but I mean, I say try it if you've never played it before, but do do know that your thumb is going to be sore after the first few minutes.
This was a game that I just gave up on years ago and didn't still play, I would probably have given it less than a four. Less than a six. But like, I still play it once in a while. At least every couple months, I'll fire up my emulator and pop it on, or I'll throw it on. I have it on my Steam Deck too, an emulator on that, and I'll do it that way. But I just like, I don't know. Without that, I would probably be a four as well.
Yeah. Well, that's going to bring us to the end of our discussion about Commando for the NES and the arcade. Joey, thank you for filling in for Derek this week.
Thank you for having me, and I hope I did him proud.
Yeah, you did. And you got me to play a game I've never really played all that much before.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. But yeah, tell everybody where they can find you on the internet.
Oh, man, I am on all social networks under Joey Image YT, as in YouTube.
Yeah, and if you like Days Gone, Joey's the guy to talk to.
Occasionally, I have a video camera, too. I just don't know what's going on right now. I even turned it off and turned it back on again.
It's fine. We're almost out of here. But yeah, thank you again for joining and helping, you know, fill in for Derek while he's gone. Like I said, Derek will be back next week. And one more time, if you want to send him your top 10 cartoon theme songs, email
them
to...
Top 5, I thought.
No, this top 10.
It's
going
to
be an extra big episode for his.
I don't even know 10. Oh, top 10 is the 10th anniversary, of course.
Yeah, top 10 cartoon theme songs, and email them to ddiamondpodcast@gmail.com. You have until this Saturday at 8 p.m. Central Time. So get those in there and be featured on the Derek Diamond Experience. So, Joey. Yeah, you already told everybody where they can find you. Thank you again for joining us here tonight. And if you want to email us, I'm going to play our music here. If you want to email us at nerdcaveretro@gmail.com. Nerdcaveretro.com is our link tree. That takes you to all of our socials. We even have buttons up there for Cash App and PayPal. Like, I know there's people out there that don't want to be patrons or give their money to Patreon. So if you want to just, if you got a couple extra bucks at the end of the month and you're like, I want to throw you guys some cash for almost 400 hours of entertainment over the last 8 years, go hit up our Cash App or PayPal and we'll get that and we will thank you right here on the show. We also have a merch shop, ncrmerch.com, which you can get t-shirts, hats, stickers, magnets, bags, mugs, and whatever your nerdy little heart desires. If you can't do any of that, I understand, times are tough, but you can leave us a review and or a 5-star rating on all podcasting platforms, and like Derek says, may the way of the hero
lead
the
commander
drive force. I almost forgot. Hold on, here we go.
Master Blaster runs Bogatown.
You blew it!
Hey, Derek, have you heard the news?
What news?
We officially have our very own line of coffee at brezcoffeeco.com.
That's right. Nerd Cave Retro now has its very own medium roast coffee.
If you want to try it yourself, or even some of the other awesome flavors like Wizard's Potion, which is a butterscotch, caramel, and hazelnut-flavored roast.
Or the Dragon's Breath Roast, which is a cinnamon dolce-flavored roast.
They have tons of different flavors, and you can also just get a regular Colombian roast and add any flavor to it that you want. They even keep their seasonal roasts all year round.
If you need that boost to get you through those all-night gaming sessions, then head over to brezcoffeeco.com and use the promo code NCR for 10% off your order.
This podcast is a Zoo House LLC production.